Safe Auto for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Mount Pleasant Missouri Wines, America's oldest wine-growing appellation, grown and bottled in Augusta, Missouri. And the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Hit the B-square.
This is the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris handling the Friday afternoon, large morning show in the afternoon. And thank you for listening. Ian and Dan are here with me, and Joe Hipperson's on now. A look at weekend entertainment. Brought to you by Auric. They've got 7 stores in the area, every one of them locally owned and operated. You can see what they have by going into their showrooms or just look at their website, auric.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
And by the way, I want you kids who are listening in here to know that Joe is not hopped up on Hostess cakes today. This is his natural sugar level.
Yes. Wait. Since when was there an accusation of me having a Hostess cake problem?
No, it's the hopped up part.
The hopped up part?
Yeah. Yeah. Sugar rush.
Okay. I will admit here, I'm hopped up on flu vaccine.
Really?
Yes.
You willingly got yourself injected with a virus.
I do what I did every year. I go and I get multiple injections. I go to different Walgreens, and I'll tell you, there's one on Olive. This taste of theirs is really delicious this year.
Wow.
I strongly recommend it.
Now, all right. Now, you're a guy who likes some action on the side. I get that. And we're talking about gambling, by the way. So what I'm saying is this. I'm betting that you will get a flu virus before I do, if I even get one at all. And I haven't gotten a shot and won't get one. Refuse to.
All right. I haven't had the flu in 40 years, so I'll take your bet.
Okay, fine. Call me paranoid. Maybe I watch the X-Files too much. I don't want to know that some weird, you know, chemically generated government.
It's not chemically generated.
Whatever it is, it's germs. You want to get a flu shot? You want to get a flu shot? You know what you do? You go outside, wait for somebody to sneeze, and stand right in front of it.
Yeah.
That's your flu shot.
Then you get
the germs.
Good luck with
suck
that.
Them in.
Find one of the few payphones left and just lick
it. Just lick it. Lick the payphone, crotch it, do whatever you got to do. And
crotch it?
That is the best way
did
for you.
Did he say crotch it?
Yeah, he did.
It's the best way for you to get, or essentially,
that.
Is someone's snot in a needle getting plunged into your arm.
No, I'm with you. I don't get flu shots.
So you're coming down on the side of random infection, and I'm coming down on the side of science. Okay. I think you're probably going to win the bet.
No, that's good. I understand. You know, there's no way for me to ever walk away right when it comes to you. There's no way for me to ever have a moment.
No, you can walk away right if I get the flu.
That's
our bet.
No, yes.
How long does the bet last?
I don't know. It's spring. Till spring.
It's just this flu season.
Yes,
okay.
this flu season.
Okay.
What are you going to go backward in time?
I'm not saying that you're going to get the flu. I'm not wishing the flu on you you are on me.
I'm not wishing you the flu.
Apparently you are. It's the only way you win the bet.
There's a huge difference. I'm not wishing you the flu because I know you already gave it to yourself. You already injected yourself with the germ. So I don't have to do anything.
I just inject myself.
I understand.
A professional medical person injected me multiple times with different needles, most of them rusty. I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah. If Paul sneezes, Joe's going, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I will be listening every Friday, every minute, anything, anytime I can hear Paul Harris on the radio, I will be waiting for the... that was static. That wasn't a cough. That was static.
Now, Joe, let's talk about movies for a moment here.
Please.
Before you talk about this weekend's movies,
yes.
I would like to talk about 2 movies that you have reviewed previously on this show, but I just got around to seeing in the last week.
Can you tell me one of them is Skyfall?
Yes.
And?
I told you last week I've been a sucker for James Bond movies for centuries.
I'm really nervous about where you're going with this.
I have walked out of more James Bond movies mad at myself for wasting 2 hours than I ever have with any other film franchise.
I'm still more nervous.
Now, Skyfall is not a bad movie. It's not horrible. It's not bad. It's enjoyable. But here's the problem. It's not a Bond movie. It's a Terminator movie. The James Bond character used to be about fabulous gadgets, fabulous babes, and a guy who was smart and suave, who used his brains more than his brawn, and he had that gun that he could use because he was an assassin. He could take somebody out with one shot. and take that person down.
I think he got doped when he got his flu shot.
This Bond is so much like the Terminator in that he gets into so many fights, and we talked last week about how I see too many movies now that are all about guys getting into fist fights and getting the gun away from the other guy and that sort of stuff.
That's what I thought about the Sherlock Holmes movies.
Yes.
He was another one that was supposed to solve things with, not throw punches.
Exactly.
Let's stay on track. But Sherlock Holmes sucked, okay? Hugh Laurie should have been Sherlock Holmes. I called that years ago. But let's continue with your...
But here's how much Bond has become Terminator. In this movie...
Oh, God.
He actually cuts himself open to pull shrapnel out of himself, like Schwarzenegger does in Terminator 2. Maybe that was Linda Hamilton pulling it out of Schwarzenegger, but it's the same thing. He cuts himself open to pull some shrapnel out and tell somebody, get this to the lab so it can be analyzed. And then apparently he must have stitched himself back up. We don't see that part. But there's none of the wily, clever Bond. There aren't any great gadgets except for, a radio transmitter which has a GPS locator in it and a gun that only Bond can fire.
You ignorant fool.
That's all there was in this movie. Now, again, I don't think it's a horrible movie. I just don't think it's a great Bond movie.
We need to extend my segment to be about 2 hours long, okay?
Well,
either that or you and I need to take down KTRS to get our own morning show.
You have your full 15 seconds here. Go ahead.
Appreciate that. Before I speak to what you spoke to, whatever that might mean, did you pick up where I said there was a bit of homoeroticism happening?
Yes.
Now, it was creepy, but played very well.
Yes, and I think Javier Bardem was good as the villain. I asked you last week, is a good villain? You said he is a good villain, and I agree with that.
Okay, now, we all know from the trailer, Bond gets shot at some point in the film, and we know from the trailer where Ray Fiennes says there's nothing wrong with admitting you've lost a step. We know that he's trying to prove himself, prove that he could be the agent that he was, maybe the guy we saw in Casino Royale who could take a punch, bleed a bit, because this is, Daniel Craig has been called a lot of different things, but he's also called the Bond that bleeds. And I like the fact that they do show that. You tell me it should be brain and not brawn. There were multiple times in this movie where he used his brain and brawn, and
take two. We'll edit this out before
Joe has the flu.
What I will use as an example, and this is spoiler free. There's a part in the film where the bad guy tells Bond, take this gun and shoot this object for me, please. Bond doesn't make the shot.
Yes.
And at first you think, oh, God, he does it on purpose in order to make sure he can get a one-up on the situation.
Yes, correct.
Using his brain before he uses his brawn.
Right.
The entire movie is brain before brawn.
Not the entire movie, that scene. Scene was very Bondian, and I agree with you, that was a good scene and well played. But the rest of it, he has a fight on top of a train, he has a fight on top of a tall building, he has a fight inside a house, he has a fight in a field. They're all the same kind of thing. People get punched and kicked and strangled, and Bond keeps bouncing back, not even like Schwarzenegger, more like Robert Patrick in Terminator 2. You can't take the guy down.
Okay, fine. I cannot have this argument with you at this exact time, but I will ask you.
Why not?
Because it would take hours, my friend. It just would. The very end of Skyfall, I thought, was brilliantly executed. You yourself say, big Bond fan, you've seen every one of them.
Yeah.
So did you pick up on just how perfect the ending of Skyfall
was? You mean when the credit came up saying James Bond will return?
No, I'm talking
about that.
When he finds out the identity of a certain person.
Yeah.
And you notice the way the shot is done?
Yeah.
The camera angle, the doors, the office, everything is exactly as it used to be in the 60s, 70s, 80s.
Yes.
They throw it all the way back.
Yes.
So it's almost like now this whole reboot of James Bond was like a three-part arc to get us right back to where we originally had Bond in the 60s.
All right, speaking of the 60s, what in this movie gets the biggest recognition and biggest applause from the audience?
The Aston Martin.
The 1964 Aston Martin DB5.
And it has the ejector seat.
It has the ejector seat.
The machine guns.
It's full of gadgets, cool gadgets. It used to have the smoke screen in it, the oil slick sprayer, the rotating license plates, all that sort of stuff. None of which is in this movie, except for the ejector seat and the
machine guns.
But my
point, guns.
Yes. I know that. They are in there. You're correct. But what I'm saying is, that's a throwback to when Bond movies had great gadgets. The rest of this movie, the current day Bond, has no great gadgets. There's no scene with Q in the lab saying, okay, Bond, now before you go out, and there's that funny scene the guy in Q is being lit on fire. Or being shot at, and they make some witty remark about that.
A witty remark, and Q himself in this movie made the witty remark, but they don't go for that kind of thing anymore.
That's the problem.
I understand. However, I will.
However, in life.
Q didn't have the opportunity to hang out in the lab, did he? Because MI6 was blown up, wasn't it?
He didn't, because that's how they wrote the script.
The building blew up, man. They're in the underground. They're doing what they can. All right, fine. Fine. We're going to
disagree on this. I'm not saying it's a one-star movie, but I think you gave it like nine out of ten.
And I said that it was probably by far one of the best Bond movies ever, and I think it trumps movies like Goldfinger, because the Bond that I enjoyed was everything that was in this film. I like the bleeding. I like the fact that he's tired and weary. I like the fact that it's very, very real, because at the very beginning of the film, we see that Bond in one shot can do whatever he wants. We see just how great he really is. And we see what happens when people, human beings, are vulnerable.
Okay.
The greatest special effect in the Connery days was his toupee, and you know it.
I'm just realizing that this is a generational thing.
You think so?
Because I grew up with the Bond that I like, and you're growing up with the Bond that you like, and that's the big difference.
No, I grew up with Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
And I still think, to this day, had they not cast Daniel Craig, they wanted to go Roger Moore, and they would have put in Ewan McGregor, you would have had the exact same Bond that we had in the 70s and 80s. And it would have been fun. But people want things grittier with a bit more reality nowadays.
Okay.
Leon and I are out of this because we're not Bond fans.
Yeah. I will just have to disagree on it. Now, can I talk about the Denzel Washington movie?
I would love to. That way we don't have any time for myself.
We're going
to
have plenty of time. Because this show runs specifically on time and it's hard breaks.
It's all good.
Yeah.
The Denzel Washington movie, Flight.
Flight.
Yes.
Now, you alluded to this, and I thank you for alluding to it on last week's show, or 2 weeks ago when you reviewed this movie. This is not a movie about a plane crash.
Right.
If you see the trailers and the commercials, you think this is a movie that leads up to the plane crash, and then there's a little bit of fallout because he's been drinking. This is a movie about addiction. That's what this movie is about. And I'm not disagreeing with you at all on this, Joe.
It's about the human condition, the human spirit.
In particular, it's about Denzel Washington's character, the pilot, being an alcoholic. And it's one of the best representations of alcoholism I can remember seeing on the screen in a long, long time. Plus, it's got that hot redhead, Keri Riley, who I'd never seen before, and I think she could become a star based on this movie. And she is not a drunk, but a drug addict. And they end up having, you know, a story that interweaves between the two of them. I don't want to go into too much detail.
Well, you just said they hooked up. I mean, come on.
Well, they do. But we see problems with her addiction in this movie as well. Anybody who goes to this thinking, oh, I'm going to see that fantastic plane crash movie, the plane crashes in the first 20 minutes.
Right.
And the rest of it is him dealing not just with the plane crash, but with this severe alcoholism he goes through. And I agree with you with what you said in your review, which is that Washington gives an outstanding performance here.
Yes, he does. And to segue over to the fact that we do have two quickies I'll do on the movies this weekend, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to beat these ones too much. Everyone knows everything about him, but it's going to probably come down to Denzel and Daniel Day-Lewis for the Oscar next year.
Denzel has to win it.
My best guess.
Why?
Because of the performance. I saw the movie. It was really, really.
Well, so would you agree with me that this is not a movie about a plane crash?
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
And the idea of it
about addiction.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it would have been a movie about a plane crash, they would have called it Plane Crash. They call it Flight for a very certain reason.
Yeah.
And that is something that I really enjoy. It's a very patient film. It's a very well-done film. And bravo to Robert Zemeckis, who I believe should be a contender for Best Director.
I agree. I think he did a terrific job in this. But I'm saying this kind of as a consumer warning to people who might have thought, oh, Denzel, it's going to be like an action movie, and he's going to save the day on board that plane, and he's going to be that hero, and then there's going to be a little bit of a problem, but he's Denzel, and he rises above it. I'm here to tell you, this isn't about rising above anything. This is about battling demons.
Right, and that's why when I threw you what I did on it, I just wanted people to realize there's a lot more that happens than just what you think.
Oh, you're right. So I'm thanking you for that heads up on it 2 weeks ago, because you were right.
Now we're friends again.
Well, we were never not friends.
Well, I don't know.
Except for you wishing me to get the flu. Other than that, everything's fine.
I was only being honest about my wish for you to get sick. This weekend, there are two big, giant movies opening up here in St. Louis. We've got Lincoln, and we have Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2. I'm going to break it down like this. Lincoln is everything that you'd expect it to be in a historical biopic done by Steven Spielberg. It is darker than you probably want it to be, but it's darker for a good reason.
They didn't have good lights.
Yeah.
It doesn't get too overly PC. I was a little bit afraid with a movie dealing with certain subject matters made today that it would be a bit too PC. It's not. It's dirty. It's gritty. They really clean up Sally Field. thank God, because I saw The Amazing Spider-Man, and there was something amazing about Sally Field in that movie. I mean, it's been a long time since she was Frog and Smokey and the Bandit.
She's in the most recent Spider-Man movie?
Yes.
I didn't see it, so I saw the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, but I didn't see the new one.
She's the new Aunt May.
I just liked her in The Flying Nun.
Well, Flying Nun was that, but Smokey and the Bandit, man. Yeah. First one. She was hot.
I'm with you. Yeah.
All right, Lincoln is a very good movie because I am one who kind of thinks, well, how could it not be a good movie? It's difficult for me to say, oh, it's a blockbuster, 10 out of 10. I'm only giving it a 7 out of 10 for a very ignorant reason. I can't stand Daniel Day-Lewis.
Ooh.
I've never liked him. Ever. Not even The Last of the Mohicans. I've never been a fan.
What was that movie he did, Kings of New York?
Kings of New York.
Yeah. You didn't like that?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Let me ask you this about Lincoln, because I'm trying not to read anything about this movie, because I want to go into it kind of knowing, I know who it's about.
Right.
But is it one of these things where we follow Lincoln through his entire life?
We follow Lincoln through his entire life, but it's not told in a perfect... Oh, come on. It's not Pulp Fiction, don't get me wrong. But as far as the narrative goes, it's not as if we see Lincoln born and then we see him all the way up to the day he dies. I mean, there's a lot of flashing. There's a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of introspective soul searching done on his part.
Uh-huh.
And you see where he's been.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Without me spoiling anything for you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Twilight, Breaking Dawn, Part 2. Here we go.
What was your rating on...
I'm giving it 7 Lincoln. Out of 10, ignorantly, because I hate Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay.
All right, now, Twilight, Breaking Dawn, Part 2. A lot of people hate the Twilight movies, so this is one little bit of information. Spoiler alert that I'm going to give to you. And if you hate the Twilight films, you'll really hate my spoiler alert. If you love the Twilight films because you love the books, you're going to hate this too.
Oh,
this is something for everybody to hate. What's what they did with the natural? What they did with the natural ending. They do so in Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2.
I hated it when in the ending of the movie, Kirk Gibson hits that home run and the Dodgers won. That was ridiculous. That was not in Bernard Malamud's original book.
Yeah. I can't believe what I just saw.
Okay. Right.
Right. So Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2, there's a certain twist ending at the... they changed the ending, and because they've changed it, this could now continue on as a much longer franchise than anybody had ever anticipated.
Oh, if they'd gone by the book, that would have been
the end
of it.
If they'd gone by the book, then everybody would have been able to say, oh, yes, it's all led up to this. The end. The end of Twilight.
Yeah. Oh, no more vampires.
They made a little bit of a change.
No, you can't have no more vampires. No.
And because of the change of the source material, we could now be seeing more Twilight movies.
Woo-hoo!
Yep. So that's why this movie gets a 2 out of 10. That's all I'm saying. Now, I have got to do bands, and there are a lot of them.
We've got plenty of time.
I know we do. I know. But okay. I'm going to end with the band stuff, and I want to let everybody know, if you're interested, tonight is when they kick off Macy's Festival of Lights. This is going to go down in Keener Plaza. Do it every year. If you are interested, right now is when all the activities kick off. So you get in your car, listen to the Big 550. Keep in mind that you're listening to the Big 550 because they're going to light everything up at Keener Plaza at exactly 5:50, which is kind of cool.
Nice.
This being your favorite radio station, you're going to get all together. It's all good. So all you got to do is go to Keener Plaza. They got a lot of cool stuff. And when they light this thing up, it's supposed to be insane. And they light it up at 5:50. This, to me, if you got dinner plans, wife, kids, and you're going to do a nice little family night, why not go downtown first for a bit? Mm-hmm. Check out some awesome lights. Then get a table at 7 or 8 o'clock at night. Who cares?
Yeah.
This is something that is free. And you can create a memory.
I didn't see it last year just as they lit the lights, but I was downtown and saw Keener Plaza lit up during the season last year. It is beautiful.
It's awesome. And I think to actually see it all kick off at one moment would be the part that the kids would really, really dig.
I agree.
Nowadays, your kids probably have their own phones and iPods. They can film the thing and watch it over and over again.
Yeah.
So it's no offense or no disrespect to anybody out there. But it's going to blow away whatever you do to your house for Christmas. So, okay, this is your way to buy an awesome memory at no cost that your kids will really dig, and you'll look like a super dad or a super mom. So,
Good call.
This will be where, here we go. We got concerts tonight. The Australian Pink Floyd show is over at the Fabulous Fox. If you've never seen that, it is good stuff. The Urge, local boys done good, reuniting at the Pageant this evening. Super 8 playing Europe Nightclub. 340s are over at the Brew House. The Red-Handed Bandits are over at the Crack Fox. Rocket 88 playing at Backstreet Blues. What We Won't See playing at the Heavy Anchor. Kind of a bizarre band name. What We Won't See. Interesting. Okay, Wild Stallions, Bottleneck Blues Bar. Who effing cares playing at Foo Bar?
Oh.
Now, there's a problem with this because they really do spell their name with the bad word that I can't say.
Really?
Yes, they do. And that's how it is on the marquee. That's how it is where they advertise it.
Oh.
And I thought for a second, well, that's kind of rude. But then I thought, wow, how genius is that? Because if I say, hey, Paul, who are you going to go see tonight? Who effing cares?
Yeah.
Boom. It's just, you kind of remember it. It can be kind of funny.
And so, by the way, if you were going to pick a venue for them, FUBAR would be the perfect venue.
Yes. Yeah. See, we all know. So, come on. It's a cool name.
Yes. Yeah,
all right, fine. So who effing cares? And it's a bad word that I can't say. So they're playing at FUBAR. Dope Body will be at Off-Broadway tonight. Mon Dope will be at 2720 Cherokee. A lot of dope out there tonight, kids. Carolina Chocolate Drops are at the Sheldon Concert Hall. Travis Tritt is over at Lumiere Casino, if that tickles your fancy. Tomorrow night, the Skies Revolt will be on stage at Plush, the Hat Trick at the Old Rock House, Everything Went Black on stage at FUBAR Saturday night. The DBs will be at Blueberry Hill on Saturday, Marmalade's playing Cicero's, A Peck of Dirt on stage at Schlafly Taproom, The Vapors with a Z are over Lola, Cast Madness at Lemons, Sugar Buzz at JP's Corner Bar.
Are The Vapors the ones who did Turning Japanese?
Yeah, but I,
yes, I think
yeah,
so.
That would be Vapors with an S. This is Vapors.
This is the modern
Z.
Version.
Different. Yeah. Yes.
This is the one with vampires. Okay, I got it.
This is the one that likes Daniel Craig as Bond, basically. These guys are.
It's a generational Vapors
yes.
joke.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
We've got DJ Boogeyman at Heavy Anchor tomorrow. Sinners and Saints at the House of Rock. Johnny Bitch is playing at Hammerstone.
Hey, 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 hey.
Well, come on, what? Maybe.
Can't say Johnny on the radio.
Sorry.
Man.
Sorry. See, what else? Oh, this one. You'll like this one, Paul, tomorrow at A-Pop Records, Trauma Harness will be on stage.
That's a good name.
Trauma Harness.
They went to the random name generator on Google.
Also on Saturday, Fat Tramp Food Stamp will be at the Firebird doing a concert. And last but not least...
By the way, do not confuse them with Fat Tramp Stamp. That's something you do not want to see.
Hey, come on. Fat Tramp Food Stamp?
Yeah.
That's genius.
That is.
That almost made the list that we're about to go over right now, where I give you five concerts, five shows tonight in St. Louis. One of these shows is fake.
Okay.
One of these bands is fake.
And we have a new rule here. When Ian and Dan and I guess which one is fake, we must choose different bands.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Okay. All these shows are happening tonight. One of them really isn't, though. Here we go. Super Magic Robots at Mile 277. Manual Automatics at Lemons. Like Moths to Flames at Pops. Ultraviolet Hippopotamus at Cicero's. Four Skeevy Dudes at the Crack Fox.
Wow.
Hmm.
You know what? I've let you guys go first in the past, so I'm going to go first this week.
All right.
I'm going to choose Super Magic Robots as my fake band name. Ian?
All right. I believe I'm going to go with Manual Automatic.
All right. Dan?
I'm going with the Ultra...
Violet Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we do have a winner, and that winner would be Ian Geis with the Manual Automatics.
Woo-hoo! Congratulations, Ian.
All these band names that I come up with are available. They
That's
are available.
Bogus.
Listen, first off, you got to realize how much I stress out when it's time for me to come up with a fake band name. After I've gone through all the other ones, I mean, Trauma Harness?
No, you're right.
Really?
How do you top those?
Food stuff. I'm just trying to imagine you being stressed out. It's hard to believe.
Fat Tramp Food Stamp. I mean, it's
That's
tough.
A really good one.
So I thought, okay, Manual Automatics.
Mm-hmm.
Play on the words.
Good.
Now, I got to realize, though, I've been trying to play on the words too much. I'm making it obvious. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're going to have to start going to the band generator on...
Oh, there you go.
I would like to mention two things that are linked into what Joe's been talking about here. Number one, about the movie Lincoln. If you've never taken your kids up to Springfield, Illinois, to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum and Library, it is worth the trip. They have some stuff there. You know, when you hear the word library, you might think, oh, well, you know, it's one of these things where you're going to go and you're going to study about the history of Lincoln and it's going to be boring and that sort of stuff. No, they've got multimedia stuff that goes on there, including one that has holograms involved in it, and another one that is kind of multi-screens and rumbling audio. And I can't possibly describe it and do it justice, but they have that, plus stuff that you can pose with, and you get to see a log cabin like the one that it was, you know, he grew up in, and all that sort of stuff. If you haven't made the trip up to Springfield, go. I mean, it's really worth it. And if you have kids, it's really worth it to take them up there. You're going to have a good time and really enjoy something and learn some stuff about this one of America's most important people in our history.
So that was the one thing. What was the other thing? Not to get a flu shot?
No. No, the other thing is something you can look for this weekend, which is not a movie or a band. It's a natural phenomenon. The Leonid meteor shower will be going on tonight and tomorrow night. If you can look eastward into the sky, the good news is We have a new moon, which means there's no moon in the sky. You will not have to worry about moonlight getting in the way. And if you can get away from an area where there are lots of lights,
right,
and you can see a really dark sky, you'll be able to see over 100 shooting stars
but
as
what,
the meteors enter our probably about 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night, probably for about a three-hour window tonight and tomorrow night. You'll be able to see them. 100 shooting stars a minute.
It's wow, really cool. Wow. You know, I've seen it. I've watched it before. It is awesome.
This one, the Leonids and the Perseids in August, it's just a stunning natural show. If you've never seen a meteor shower, check it out this weekend.
I'm guessing a place like St. Genevieve would be perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're talking about getting away from, like, Metropolis and all that stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's the first place popped in my head. You know, just a place where you don't have to worry about any of those, you know, high-tech, you know.
Any place you can get away from, you know, parking lot lights or a lot of houses or a lot of buildings or downtown Clayton, for instance, would not be a good place to watch it.
Here's some water, usually.
Yeah.
Get away from the snobs. Hang out with some real folk.
You know,
right?
Creve Coeur Lake, you could probably see it from there, or, you know, any place where there's a lot of open space and you can really see a lot of the sky. Look to the east late tonight and you'll be able to see this meteor shower. Should be pretty cool.
Or go see Skyfall because it's awesome. All right, that'll do it for me. I'll talk to you guys next week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
See, that's what I meant. I could connect to Lincoln, and the meteor shower was Skyfall. The Skyfall connection.
Yeah. This
you see?
No. I'm telling you, you and I. Paul
Synergy.
Harris, Joe Hipperson, Morning Show.
We should
that's
really work together for well over 20 minutes every week.
Take care, man.
And you can fill in for me when I get the flu. Joe's brought to you by Auric. They've got 7 stores in the area, all locally owned and operated. Find out more about what they offer at auric.com. This is the Big 550.
Tim Weiland is flying around St. Louis, and he's checking the problem spots in traffic. Tim?
Yeah, we do have an accident on southbound 270. It's just before Highway 55, multi-vehicle. It just moved it off to the right shoulder. We do have some heavy traffic that starts from about the Sappington Road overpass, almost Highway 55 before it opens up. Looking at westbound 44, that right lane stacks up, Lindbergh down through Highway 270, trying to ramp on southbound. Westbound, or eastbound 44, that's slowing from Mirage in the right lane up to Highway 270. Then looking at downtown, eastbound 64, a little heavy right around Jefferson, but it opens up once you get to the Poplar Street Bridge. And then also you have slow traffic in the right lane on northbound 55 from Park to the Poplar. This traffic report brought to you by Chevrolet. This holiday season, Chevy's giving more. So stop into your local Chevy dealer today and check out great deals during their calendar year-end event. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Vahe Gregorian of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Make sure to start each week with Sports Sunday from 10 a.m. until noon on the Big 550 KTRS. Jim Holder and company will review the week in sports before eyeing the new week. Mizzou, the Cardinals, Rams, and Blues are analyzed by the best correspondents in the business. The most in-depth weekend sports show, it's Sports Sunday from 10 to noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-966-5583. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-966-5583. That's 1-800-966-5583. 1-800-966-5583.
Attention business owners, this is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last 3 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the #1 business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports, but it was Tony Robbins that challenged me to go even further for you.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months.
And here's what Tony convinced me to do.
We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-760-0500. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 ways to double sales in 12 months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now. 800-760-0500.
What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates to go lower than 2.5? Don't miss this opportunity. Find out how much money you could be saving before it ends.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. It's as easy as picking up the phone and answering a few simple questions. And in about 10 minutes, you'll know just how low your mortgage payment could be. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.5%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.5.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.084. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. 3 generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Hey, this Saturday, the Inside Out Show heads out to True Home Value. So why are we there? John and I'll be there waiting for you to take advantage of the great deals at True Home Value. Purchase one of the world's most energy-efficient window and door systems in November, and True Home Value will install them free. Remodeling experts will also be on hand Saturday at True Home Value, 4761 Earth City Expressway in Bridgeton. It's the Inside Out Show, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
And that's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads. In the news, we begin in Melbourne, Florida, where Christopher Castillo got a visit from the Secret Service after something he posted on Facebook about President Obama on November 1st. Here's what Christopher thought would be a good thing to put online. Quote, if he gets reelected, I'm going to hunt him down and kill him. Watch the life disappear from his eyes, unquote.
Oh.
When a Facebook friend responded to Christopher, saying, you know, threatening the president's life is a crime, Christopher decided, instead of deleting it, he would take out the shovel and dig the hole a little bit deeper. He posted this reply. I wouldn't call it a threat, but more of a promise. Let them come after me. Be more than happy to take a few of them with me, unquote. All right, so that did actually bring in the Secret Service. And when they confronted him, Christopher admitted writing the post. And an agent said, what would you do if the president was standing here right now? And Christopher immediately responded, I'd bitch slap him and beat the blank out of him and scream and yell at him and tell him he was a terrorist, unquote.
Wow.
The agent, Charles Johnson, then told Castillo that his statements were a violation of federal law, and Christopher said, doesn't matter. Well, it does matter, Christopher, and that's why you now have a felony charge of threatening the President of the United States. By the way, the threat no longer on Facebook. Then while we're doing one last election-related story, let's go to Gilbert, Arizona, where Holly Solomon doesn't exactly like Obama. She was a Romney supporter and was really mad that her husband not only wouldn't vote for Romney, but actually wouldn't vote at all. And when he didn't even go to the polls on Election Day, Holly followed him to a parking lot and tried to run him down with her SUV. At one point, he hid behind a light pole. She circled around him and taunted him until he made a run for it. That's when she hit him and pinned him under the vehicle. By now, bystanders had called the cops. They showed up, and Holly claimed, oh, I didn't mean to run him over. I just wanted to scare him a little bit. I accidentally hit the gas. Yeah, around and around and around in a circle and then right over him. She's been booked on an aggravated assault charge. Now we go to Longview, Washington, where a woman took her 6-year-old son for a walk at Lake Sacagawea when a man approached, sat down in front of them, opened his pants, and started pleasuring himself.
Oh.
Holly turned her son's head away from the man while she reached into her pants and pulled something out of her own. That would be her gun. She put the magazine in. She cocked it, if you don't mind my using that phrase.
Oh.
And she told the guy, you need to leave or I'll shoot you right here, right now. Seeing the gun, the man shouted an expletive, scrambled to his feet, and ran away. That's when Holly told her dog, sick him! The guy managed to outrun the dog to the woods, got away. Holly called the dog back. Everybody's okay. But she did report him to the police. When she did, the police said, that's the second report we've had of something like that today. At 2 o'clock this morning, a guy was doing it in a parking garage. They don't know who either guy is or if it's the same guy.
Hmm.
But maybe next time he won't go off half-cocked. Thank you. Thank you very much. And we finish with the story from yesterday. I don't know if you know this, but yesterday was Guinness World Records Day. An annual event where people try to put on things that'll get them into the Guinness Book of Records. There was an attempt in Italy to make the largest chocolate coin, an attempt in Australia for the longest note on a didgeridoo, that's an Australian wind instrument, 2,500 people in India lined up to do some dance. Somebody tried to just set a record for the fastest 100 meters running on all fours. And then there are two that I can't believe. Number one, and I don't have pictures or the details on this, and I'm not sure I want them. Somebody tried to set a record for the heaviest weight lifted by both eye sockets.
Oh. Oh, no.
I already have an eye phobia, so I'm going to go right to the second one here. The second one's in Sussex, England, where, and I've seen the video of this one, 28 female gym students crammed into a Mini Cooper.
Wow.
28 of them. It's a 2-door Mini with a hatchback. They had a crowd of people around. They had judges. They had stewards making sure that everybody got in there. It's hot inside there when you're crammed in, and claustrophobic, too, so they were actually fanning them with pieces of paper to make it cool in there. You know, I would think being the 28th girl in, not a problem.
Yeah.
First girl in?
Yeah.
How can that possibly be comfortable?
Hopefully no one had chili before.
Oh, brother.
Last year, the same team set the record for 27. This year, they made it to 28, and the organizer, who, by the way, was not one of the girls inside the car, she's the one who said, well, it's not like we can get one in the glove box. Box, as they call it in England, but we think we can get to 29 next year.
Oh.
No reaction from the girl who would be number 29. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, we're going to check traffic. Here is Tim Weiland. Hello, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. Well, on westbound 64, you do have stop-and-go traffic now from the Science Center through McCausland, 270 out through Maryville Center. Tempe again west of 141 up through Clarkson, and then again from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, a little further north, that was jammed up both sides of Olive, and then from 64 down to Doherty Ferry. They were still working with this accident just before
Highway 55. It was off on the right shoulder. It does look like things are starting to thin out between the Sappington Road overpass, this accident. On westbound 70, look for heavy traffic between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge, and eastbound 270. You'll be slowing right around or at McDonald through New Florissant. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by, let's get my copy here, brought to you by Beat our Carfax. Shopping for a used car? Start your search looking for a Carfax Advantage dealer. Every car comes with a Carfax report. Just say, show me the Carfax. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the Friday show. That would be today, so we'll see you tonight. Listener games coming up on the broadcast. We'll bribe you with some prizes. Also, in town, comedian Jim Quarantine. He's threatened to visit, and we'll run down some movies with our movie man, Tom O'Keefe. All that and more. It starts tonight at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Listen closely as I drop this $100 bill into a paper shredder. Horrible, isn't it? But that's exactly what's happening to your hard-earned money if you're struggling with overwhelming credit card debt. Every month, much of your money may be being wasted on interest rates and fees while you struggle with debt that only seems to grow worse. But Freedom Debt Relief has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the country. And we could reduce your debt in the shortest time possible through one low monthly program payment. Call right now and we'll show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Here's the number, 1-800-900-1491. Now imagine if you could put your credit card debt into a shredder. Call now to find out how much of your hard-earned money you could save. The bigger your debt, the more money you could save. Call 1-800-900-1491. This could be the answer you've been looking for. 1-800-900-1491. 1-800-900-1491.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them. From HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need. Even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't miss Missouri Tiger football right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Fueled by Purina Pro Plan. Join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness.
St. Louis has gone Hollywood with all kinds of exciting enhancements, including hundreds of the newest, hottest slots. The new Hollywood Casino, St. Louis, now open.
Mizzou and the SEC.
The inaugural season continues. Tune in this Saturday for Mizzou football, presented by West County Nissan, PM Barbecue, and Heartland Bank on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking a break from posting photos of shirtless FBI guys on your Facebook page. We appreciate that.
No, shirtless pictures of me on my Facebook page.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Why?
All right. Well, it's kind of interesting. Antivirus software pioneer, what's his name, John McAfee? You know what the guy I'm talking about?
Yeah, McAfee's antivirus, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's on the run from police, apparently, for some sort of crime. Authorities thought they had a lead on him, but the link turned out to be infected. And sad entertainment news, Justin Bieber has been talking about his breakup with Selena Gomez. He said he was shocked to learn how many emails she had from David Petraeus.
Uh-huh.
And People Magazine has named their new sexiest man alive. Yeah. Here's my question. Is it really necessary for people to include the alive part? I mean, is there a sexiest man dead? Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah.
And finally, this afternoon. Well, President Obama yesterday said he wants to appoint a Secretary of Business, somebody that has experience in the business world and knows about the job market. And boy, it's a real shame we couldn't have found somebody like that to run for president this time.
Oh. Hey, Bill, this just texted to me. Apparently, there is a sexiest man dead in I think it's called Necrophilia Weekly. They do theirs on an annual basis.
On newsstands now, huh? Yeah. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Look Lead Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow night after the Mizzou game here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Excellent, Bill. Thank you very much.
Okay, see ya.
My favorite line about the Petraeus thing is from my friend Andy. We had lunch together the other day, and he just came out with this. He said, "This is what happens when generals take orders from their privates."
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
I like that one a lot. I guess I have like 2 minutes to do this. I never would recommend another radio show for you to listen to, but I do have a podcast recommendation for you. Penn Jillette of Penn & Teller has a thing that he does called Penn's Sunday School. And some of it's okay, some of it's really good, some of it's not so good. I'm recommending it to you because he recently did one with George Takei, who played Sulu on Star Trek and did Celebrity Apprentice and has done a bunch of other stuff. I didn't know this about him. When he was 5 years old, he and his family were among the people who were interned in California because they were Japanese Americans. Mm-hmm. And after the attack on Pearl Harbor, the U.S. government took 120,000 Japanese Americans and essentially put them into prison camps. They became POWs in their own country.
Wow.
I knew that had happened, and I knew it was one of the most shameful incidents in American history. But I had never heard the firsthand story of somebody who had been involved in that. And he was only five at the time, but he knows the full history of it and has got stories from his parents and other relatives who were taken. They were taken out of their home by armed guards and taken to Santa Anita Racetrack, which had been converted into a prison camp for these Japanese Americans. And they lived for months in the stalls of the stables where, you know, where the horses would, you know,
yeah,
all of that stuff. Just, mm-hmm. I mean, just absolutely disgusting. It is one of the most riveting things I've heard. It's the first 30 minutes or so of Penn's Sunday School. I have tweeted a link to it and put up a link to it on my website, which you can get to by going to ktrs.com, and then you can click on Paul Harris, and you can see and hear the whole story from them. It is remarkable. I think a large number of Americans don't even know that that's part of our history and did take place in World War II. To hear about it from a guy who was there and is now starring in a show, a Broadway-bound musical called Allegiance, which is all about that, you should hear George Takei tell that story. It is phenomenal. 5 o'clock, the Harris Challenge coming up here at KTRS St. Louis.